USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis conducting the first ever papal mass in the United Arab Emirates before a crowd of over 135,000.
Lord Jesus Christ, we said to the apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you.
The theme of his visit is for Christian and Muslim leaders to work together to promote peace and to reject war and violence. One of the themes President Trump will strike in his State of the Union address this evening will be cooperation in the nation's capital. That according to his press chief, Sarah Sanders.
You're also going to see the president call on Congress and say, look, we can either work together and get great things done, or we can fight each other and get nothing done. And frankly, the American people deserve better than that.
Another Super Bowl victory parade for the New England Patriots and their fans will be stepping off in Boston in an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
President Trump's inauguration committee is being probed by federal prosecutors in New York State. Reports are a lawyer working with the inaugural committee was given a subpoena for several documents related to the committee's donors and event attendees. Prosecutors reportedly looking into whether any foreign entities donated to that organization. Nearly 3 years after the crime, the Uber driver who killed six people while on duty has pleaded guilty to all 16 charges he faced and will now be sentenced today, likely to life in prison without parole. Jeff Reynolds' mother, Judy Brown, was one of the victims.
I mean, this is something that we just carry with us through life. So the best that we can hope for is that at least this chapter of the story will be closed and we can move forward and again start looking toward healing.
Virginia authorities say a state trooper and a suspect were killed in a shootout yesterday during a drug investigation. Lucas Dowell was the department's 66th death in the line of duty. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The founder of the Proud Boys is suing the Southern Poverty Law Center for calling his organization a hate group. Gavin McGinnis started the Proud Boys as a group that calls its members anti-racist Western chauvinists. But the SPLC argues the Proud Boys are often connected with bigoted, misogynistic, and Islamophobic conduct. McGinnis filed his suit in federal court in Alabama, accusing the law center of using its labeling to get him kicked off of social media. A new presidential nomination, as President Trump has announced that David Bernhardt is his choice to be Interior Secretary. Bernhardt is a former energy industry lobbyist who's been acting secretary ever since the resignation of Ryan Zinke. Secretary Zinke stepping down amid numerous ethics scandals. President Trump tweeting that Bernhardt has done a fantastic job in that position. And many around the world are welcoming in the Year of the Pig tonight for the Chinese New Year. This year is not just any pig, though, but the Earth Pig. On the 60-year calendar, to many that signifies it will be a year of wealth and fortune. Many countries take 3 to 5 days to celebrate the Lunar New Year. Some plan to celebrate until February 15th. Remember to find us online anytime. We have a newly redesigned website at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.